Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer, switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the FanCash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Yeah. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We your number one spot. We your number one spot, fresh from sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two, we in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We your number one spot.
Hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo, what it do, baby? Hey, 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 hey. One more time. Hey, we're going up. We welcome you in here to the Tuesday, October 21st edition of D-Lo and KC. We're going to skip all the introductions, though, because got business to attend to.
Oh, man.
We welcome in the president of Sac State University, our man, Dr. Luke Wood. First of all, Dr. Wood, sting is up.
I miss
the old haircut, man. That was such like a signature. Like when I saw it, I was like, oh man, someone AI'd Dr. Wood. And then I was we let it go. But that was such a signature.
You know,
look.
It was hot this summer.
I understood.
Man, I was like, bam. And then, you know, I immediately regretted it. So I'm going to end up growing it back out. But let's just say it don't grow like it used to.
See, that's kind of the fear of like once you make that cut, it's like you kind of just have to hope for the best.
Yeah.
You just kind of have to hope for the best.
Lineup looking clean. No, lineup looking real clean. I see him.
Barber's been on it.
Dr. Wood, don't get it twisted. I'll tell Dr. Wood the story about how I was confused for him in a Rockland Park some other day.
Oh,
yeah. That was a moment. I was so excited, Dr. Wood. I was like, oh, hey.
And that's a compliment to me. All right.
No, cool. Okay. Because you know, man, we've been doing this 5 years, and the brother was like, it was in Rockland, so you run into black people in Rockland, you speak to each
What's
other,
up,
right?
Man?
And it was like, hey, hey, oh man, I know you. I was like, oh man, appreciate it. You're the president of Sac State, right? I was like, oh,
come on,
nah, that's my man, Dr. Wood. But that's all right,
that's
man.
Cool. That's
I'll
cool.
take it. Hey, let's talk.
All right, let's talk.
We got Montana Friday.
Yes, we do.
And their coach is he's talking.
Oh, is he?
He's talking. He has some things to say about the university. So let's get into that, man. I know you had some fun talking about Montana on the broadcast a couple of days ago. And I believe, what did he say, KC? Dr. Wood, I think you need to worry more about the riot that was going on at Sac State this past weekend. And Kenny and I had the same exact reaction. When we heard that comment, we're curious what yours is.
You know, I haven't heard his comments because I don't even know who he is. Mm. Now, of course, I know that he's the coach of their team. Of course, I know what they've done on the field. But in terms of his comments, you know, it is what it is. It's gameplay. And, you know, Sac State is getting ready to play the Montana Grizzlies. You know, I think what made them mad, if I'm being honest, is because I accidentally said that they were the Pandas. But if you've ever looked at their mascot, it actually looks more like a panda than like a grizzly. So my incredible apologies out there to all the pandas in the world. But I'll say this, you know, there's been a lot of interest in the game. You know, all of our fans are jokingly calling this the Panda Bowl. So I'm embracing that.
There we go.
You know, and, you know, but this is not the first time that we played in the Panda Bowl. You know, we played Montana four times in the last 5 years and we beat them three out of four times. You know, we went to the conference championship and won the conference championship three out of the last 5 years. They've won it once. So it's okay for us to be confident in what our team does. Like, we just had an amazing win this last weekend. We had an amazing win the weekend before that. Sac State is on the roll. And, you know, you just got to remember one thing about me. I am certainly the president of Sacramento State, but I'm a two-time alum. I'm a fan. And what kind of a person would I be as a two-time alum and president of the university if I didn't believe in my own team, if I didn't believe in my own school, if I didn't believe in my own community? So, yeah, we're going to be proud of what our team is bringing. And, you know, we're looking forward to beating Montana in the Panda Bowl.
Yeah, here are the little sweeties right here on the screen. You just see these little...
How adorable.
Oh, look at the little sweetheart down here. Look at that.
Look,
oh,
so see, cute. See that? Look at the nose.
That's so cute.
That looks more panda than grizzly.
Oh, you know,
it's adorable.
Apex predator to apex lounger.
See, the four-year-old would want to hug the little panda.
Little goochie, goochie, little panda. Yeah. Goochie, goochie, goo.
Yeah. That's sweet. That's sweet.
Hey, so, all right. Dr. Yep. Wood, man. I loved the interview, and I think it was at halftime of that game. I thought it was hilarious. Like I said on Twitter, it's sports, man. Let's have fun. Let's have a good time with it.
It's just fun.
It's not that big of a deal. But I will say this. It feels like Montana has rubbed you the wrong way. And you kind of you feel some type of way about Montana and maybe the way that they've gone about talking about the school, talking about you, talking about the football program. Is that accurate, or is it just really like, hey, I'm just having a good time? But it feels like Montana specifically has kind of rubbed you the wrong way.
You know, first of all, I have no concerns with Montana. Let me begin by saying I love their president. I think he's an amazing, amazing human being, amazing leader. I think they've got a great AD. They've got a great team, and you know, I have nothing but respect for them. You know, that being said, when I said that, you know, they have had a relatively easier schedule this year, that's a statement of fact, right? Mm-hmm. And that's no diss to them. They are a great team, but let's just be real. Our first game was against South Dakota State, the number two team in the country. Their first game was against Central Washington, which, no disrespect to them, but they're a D2 school, mm-hmm. right? So we have been playing up, and that's not, you know, the same thing that everybody else is doing. Then when you look at the second game that we played an FBS program. And so, you know, we have played high-ranked FCS programs. We played FBS schools, and our effort is to play up. And we certainly, when I look at their schedule, yes, they played Idaho, but Idaho is no longer ranked. And so they haven't really had their mettle tested against a team that is of our caliber and on the roll that we're on. So I certainly believe, as a fan of Sacramento State, as an alum, that my team will reign victorious. But it's also, you know, there's some objective stats out there. We're beating them in scoring offense, total offense, rushing first downs, third down conversions, fourth down conversions, sacks. We're leading FCS in sacks. So there's certainly a lot to be said that we're just a strong team this year. And so, you know, we're gonna see what happens on Friday night. But I have every confidence that we'll be talking about how the Hornets yet again won the Panda Bowl.
Here's my issue, Dr. Wood, with the Montana coach is you guys have done an amazing job of bringing acts like Lil Yachty. Quavo is going to be there. this Friday. That's a big deal for people like me and KC. That's a big deal for our audiences over on KSFM, you know, the hip hop station that we're on. And, you know, we saw the little issue that happened just before halftime at the Sac State game, which was really, you know, I don't want to call it nothing, but it really wasn't that big of a deal. But in the era of everything being recorded, it makes its way onto social media. It circulates on these different apps. And to me, and I think I can safely say to us, 100%. That reeked of, there were a lot of racial undertones to what that coach said. And I think that's what really bothered us is like, hey, look, you could get your jokes off about the Hornets or about, you know, the mascot. You do whatever you would. Don't do that, though. Like, don't do that. That's different. And that had a stench to it that I don't think either one of us appreciated.
Yeah, that's why I'm being careful with my response. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. I'm talking about the game. He's talking about names. It's cool. We're just different people. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing. But he really needs to be more worried about is the fact that, you know, I'm worried about whether or not there's going to be good attendance because Montana's not traveling well this season. You know, they played one away game. The only 7,600 people showed up to that away game, including the home team. So it's not an indication that, you know, Montana is traveling well. So they should probably be worried about that. They should probably be worried about whether or not fans are tuning into the games because this isn't the first game they've had on ESPN this season. And so as we look to our future, we're going to focus on what's happening with attendance, how we're putting on amazing events that include post-game activities like fireworks and concerts for the students. And we're going to focus on what we're doing on the field. So objectively, you know, we've won the conference championship 3 out of the last 5 years. They've done it once. So I think that they have just as much to prove as we do. And again, we've had a tougher schedule this season so far. So, you know, let's see who's the better team on the field.
Yeah, to echo what Damian said as well, you were having fun with the interview. Like I said, it was sports. It was fun. And he got personal. And I didn't appreciate it. I'm not even saying, oh, it's personal. No, I'm just literally saying I did not appreciate that. Like, that was not okay. There was, in my opinion, what I heard, there was coded language in there. I didn't like it. I was there at the game. There was 20,000 people. There was a lot of people out there for sure. You had that one incident. Outside of that, it was a great night. It was a great night. The vibes were up. It was a great game. People were into the game. They were excited about seeing Lil Yachty. It wasn't this unsafe, riot-filled place that he tried to make it out and others in that fan base and in that media space has tried to make it out to be. And the only reason I feel like they're having that type of outlook on it, number one, they take it personal, that people aren't really geared up to go see Montana or anything like that. Also,
they took it personal that Dr. Wood called it what, like he saw it. Like, look at the cute little mascot.
How adorable. How adorable. But they took it personal with that, and they took it personal and took it somewhere and used the fact that we had a lot of black students at the game, a lot of black people at the game, headlined by a hip-hop act, and tried to turn that into something that was coded, in my opinion. And like I said, Damian said the same thing. I didn't appreciate that. That was not cool because you've done a lot to trying to change the atmosphere around this university and really around the city, and all in the nature of giving students and people in this community a different experience that other people have all over the country. And for him and others to take it somewhere else, I didn't like that.
Well, you know, I got to tell you what I'm really thinking about this, right? So certainly I felt like it was coded, right? And at the same time, I'm not surprised, right? We're in the whole national landscape is a culture war between those who embrace diversity, equity, and inclusion, and those that don't. And the juxtaposition of this game, this is bigger than football, right? And what's going to be happening in this game? You've got California, which is a state that's leading in providing ethnic studies to every student in high school, community college, and at the university level, that's advancing diversity, equity, inclusion in terms of its efforts to support minoritized students against people coming from a state that's doing the exact opposite. And so I think what we're really going to see is not just a game of football, which it should just really be about football, but now it's a larger or larger cultural conversation about, like, what is the best value system? And I certainly believe that every single one of my students no matter what background they come from, that they are the priority. So we are a Black serving institution. We're proud of that. We're an Hispanic serving institution. We're proud of that. We're an Asian American, Native American, Pacific Islander serving institution. We're proud of that. So we're serving our community, and we'll be serving it up on Friday night.
Let's get it.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
Washington quarterback Jaden Daniels is dealing with a hamstring injury, and his status for Week 8 is uncertain. Meanwhile, Kansas City defensive tackle Omar Norman Lott will miss the remainder of the season with a torn ACL.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates, presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sports books, an injury ruins your whole football parlay, but not on Fanatics. They have Fair Play Insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
That makes people uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
It always will.
Mm-hmm.
It always will. You've made football games experiences, man. It's been pretty amazing to see like the social media impact that the Sac State football games have had over the first handful of weeks of this season. Man, what's it going to be like when basketball season gets here and Mike Bibby's on that sideline? And I'm sure the stands are flooded with A-list attendees for that one. Not just Kenny, but a whole list of A-list people. What's that going to be like?
Oh, it's going to be amazing. I mean, let's just be real, especially with us moving into the new facility, playing in the Well, which is a very nice venue on our campus. We are going to have one of the best basketball seasons that we've ever had. And that's for men's basketball and for women's basketball. Mm-hmm. You know, I've been very bold in saying I believe that women's basketball is going to go to March Madness this year. Mm. I believe that men's basketball has a chance to be able to do that as well with the coaching staff we have in place, with the players that we have in place. So, you know, I think that there should be a lot of excitement. And I'll tell people the tickets are flying, so you should get your tickets too. Mm-hmm. Because if you want to be able to come in and see the experience, remember, we're a smaller venue than Golden One. So it's basically, you know, spots for about 3,000 people. So you want to try to get them tickets now because it's going to be special. It's going to be special. Look at the team that has been assembled. We ain't ever seen nothing like this before in Sacramento. Never before. And so I want to make sure that people realize that we're doing all this. We're building up football. We're building up basketball, men's and women's. We're building up track and field. We're building up, I mean, beyond sports, our arts programs, our music program. We're building up everything because we believe that we should be the alternative. When people are looking at going out of state to attend an institution that costs double, why not come on to Sacramento State where you're not just going to be a number on the sheet, but you're going to be an actual person who we invest in as a community and as a future.
Yeah. I love it. I love it. Coach, or excuse me, Dr. Luke Wood, you could be a coach.
Oh, no, I prefer that.
You could be a coach. you know, we can't talk to you without just trying to get an update on everything that's going on at Sac State as far as the attempts to get to FBS, stadium talk. Like, what's going on that you could tell us about both of those situations right now?
Yeah, stadium is moving forward just as planned. We've got a lot of things we're working on behind the scenes. I would say that, you know, we will certainly be playing in an elevated stadium and in the near future. And we're working on that. As you know, our plan is to go to Cal Expo, and we have been looking at that horse racing grandstand. We've just got back some new assessments on that, which is helping us, you know, plan in terms of how we would use our resources and budget to address that. So very excited about that. And then in terms of FBS, we'll be planning an FBS schedule next season. In terms of what that looks like and what that means, I'm going to hold on saying anything until we're ready to do so. But, you know, circling back to Montana, even when we eventually, because we're going to eventually move up to FBS, right? Whether it happens this next season, season after that, whatever, we're going to move up to FBS. When that happens, we'll have no problem playing down and being able to play Montana, because we want to make sure that we continue the Panda Bowl.
Well, it's an important tradition. So, we keep the Panda Bowl going.
That's my boy, Dr. Lou Wood. Why can't we? That's my boy, Dr. Lou Wood, man. He be talking that talk. I love that.
Yeah, but let me circle back to one thing though.
Yeah.
I don't, and this is, you know, all jokes aside, we got to do a better job in this community of just giving homage to the fact that we have an amazing coach for football, Brendan Marion, right? A stellar offensive mind, and we've now really gotten in these past couple of games to see what the go-go offense truly looks like. But not only is he a brilliant mind on the field, he's an amazing human being off the field. He's a man of God, he's a leader, he's a motivator, he's a mentor, he's a player's coach, he's a class act. And so as we are embracing the diversity of students within our campus community, I can't imagine us having a better representative in terms of our value system out there than Brendan Marion.
100%.
I agree. They call him Sac State's new HBCU. Well, here, hey, man,
you see that parking lot? You see that parking lot on Saturday?
Hey,
I thought I was at Jackson State real quick. We talking about Sac State. I said, oh, okay. That's what we're doing.
Coach, we're ready. Yeah. We're ready to enroll, Dr. Wood. We're ready to come back.
Hey, I just want to say we have master's programs as well,
yeah,
folks.
Okay. I'm ready. Dr. Wood, we appreciate you, man. Thank you for making time for us. We are we're very, very excited for Friday. It's gonna be a hell of a night at the stadium and on ESPN. And yeah, we're gonna be out there in full force.
Yep, looking forward to the Panda Bowl, and we will see if Montana travels well to support their team or not. Again, they haven't been traveling well this season.
It's tough to see. It's unfortunate.
Yeah. Dr. Webb, we appreciate you, boy. Thank
Tell
you.
Tell Howard I said what's up, man. Tell, up, tell my baby. Boy Howard I said what's good.
I will.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, man.
Thank you all. Absolutely. That's a man, Dr. Wood, right there, man. I didn't tell him how he took my seat at Dr. Taylor's retirement.
That did happen. That's a true story.
I'll tell him that Friday.
Yeah, but I'm not. Nah, man.
That man was cutting a promo.
He was talking that talk. Man, I didn't know he had it in him like that.
But I get it. When you're the president, man, when you're the president of a university and you got people out here talking sideways on multiple fronts about what you're doing.
Come on, man.
It's like, all right.
Come on. And like I said, the interview that he did with ESPN 1320's Jason Ross during halftime was funny to me.
Jesse, can we get Jason Ross on the show, please?
It was funny to me. Like, it was trash talk. It was cool. And for the coach, once again, to take it personal and, I believe, show his true colors with his statements. Dr. Wood got so into his skin that, yeah, he said what he was thinking to a certain degree. And I'm going to tell you right now, I agree with you. I'm saying it. As two black men here, I didn't appreciate that. I knew exactly what he was saying and how he was trying to say it, and I didn't appreciate it. I caught it, and you need to check yourself, bro, because that ain't cool. Not cool at all. You need to check yourself on that. Worry about stop fighting players instead of what's going on out here.
Hold on, man, real quick. I want to see who this line is attributed to. Yeah, that guy's kind of a clown, right? If I was president, I'd be more worried about the riot that happened at their stadium after the game than clowning Montana. Let me tell you the type of coverage that Montana's coach, whose name is Bobby something or another, is getting.
I don't know his name, man.
The headline Now, again, this, you don't have to shy away from this. Dr. Wood didn't shy away from it. Video's out there. Mm-hmm. With all due respect to those brothers that was in that fight, y'all need to learn to squabble. Y'all need to be better. If y'all going to get in a fight, like, squabble.
That fight was crazy.
But for the wrong reason.
And that was ridiculous, too. Nobody shying away from that. That was ridiculous. Everybody out there trying to watch a football game, y'all fighting over nothing. Like, stop that.
The headline. From OutKick. Montana football coach blasts Sacramento State's clown president over prison yard brawl.
Prison yard brawl is crazy.
We live like Soren says it. If OutKick is on your side, you're on the wrong side.
Bro, if I didn't feel that way, if I didn't look at things that way, I try to distance myself immediately. I'd do another show and be like, look, I want to be perfectly clear. I'm not looking at it the way they are. I bet you he won't. Take that for how you want to. I bet you he won't.
Mm.
Like I said, he showed his true colors. He got upset. Dr. Wood got under his skin, and he showed his true colors in that situation. I see you. I see you.
It's funny that, like, you know what? This gonna turn into a podcast. I'm gonna stop. This is going to turn into a podcast, man. I just leave it. Let's come back. It's basketball, man. But the like season starts today.
That's right.
Come on, man. We got two really, really compelling basketball games tonight. I am, as the days have gone by, really for like the last maybe like 5 days, I've gotten really excited to watch Houston. Mm. Like, seriously. And I don't, maybe it was the weekend. Maybe it was KD signing. I'm not sure what it was. But something hit me with like, now I'm ready to watch the Rockets. Mm-hmm. I have people ask me like, "Hey, I know you got tickets. Like, if the Rockets, you know, let your boy know. Like, don't get tickets. Leave me alone. Like, no, emphatically no. But I've gotten really excited to watch the Rockets. So we've got, the Rockets and OKC, KD and Oklahoma City tonight. We've got the Lakers and the Warriors. We've got the World Series set.
We do.
We had a couple of football games last night. We're going to dive into all of this. Trista, 2 o'clock hour. Jason Jones, 3 o'clock hour. It's D'Lo and KC. Brought to you by Sky River Casino and Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
Washington quarterback Jaden Daniels is dealing with a hamstring injury, and his status for Week 8 is uncertain. Meanwhile, Kansas City defensive tackle Omar Norman Lott will miss the remainder of the season with a torn ACL.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates, presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sports books, an injury ruins your whole football parlay, but not on Fanatics. They have Fair Play Insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.